Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the journey of self-leadership mastery and life success. Reinvent or evolve yourself as you redesign your business. Dual innovation. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and more effectively. Learn something new from our conversation today.
Hey, what's up? It's Bobby from Milo, and I had a really fun time with Nancy on the We Mentor podcast. I felt really grounded, and I really got to analyze different aspects of my business.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to We Mentor Mondays. I'm Nancy. Today's guest mentor, he's in Minneapolis, Bob Cabea. Hey, Bob.
Hi, it's good to be back on the show.
Yes. Hey. All right. So Bob's got some great stuff going on in his life, and he's happy to report about it. So I would like to, as the audience knows, Mike Cabea, Bob's dad, is my sound engineer, videographer, photographer, mom for a brother from another mother. And Bob has helped out on occasion. And we have a long history. I think I've known you since you've been 9 or 10,
a year after you got here. So 10 or something. Yeah. That's a long time.
It seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
And even. So
you don't realize how quickly it goes.
Yeah. So fast. Yeah. So Bob, just to give you a background about Bob, music and multimedia are in Bob's soul. He is a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, multimedia experimentalist, and budding journalist. He expresses his gifts and contributions to the world through Project Milo and Cabea Media, which is now Milo Music. So you can find him at their website at milomusic.com.
Yeah.
Yes, and a lot has happened since you were last on the show, which was, I was tracking it, it was a little over 100 episodes ago. And I can tell you that not only has your life changed a lot, but I've become a lot better behind the mic.
you sound very confident. You're doing great.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. I in our first two conversations in January of 2019, I just found that I was a little timid, but,
It happens though.
Yeah. But I mean, once we got the conversation going, you know, we were talking about your journey from the Republic of Congo to the United States when you were 8 years old. And so I wanted, and Mike Cabea, your dad was behind the mic, but today he's here in spirit because he's listening in.
Hey, Dad.
Okay. So he's wearing his mask, so it's a muddled high.
Nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So before we get too far into the conversation, I would really like to thank you. So Sally Doyle has been a longtime sponsor of the program. It's been over a year of episodes, like over 50 episodes. It's just incredible. And her reign as sponsor is coming to an end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sally.
Yeah. But I am so grateful. Sally, I don't know what I would have done with you with the podcast this year had you not been so consistent and so supportive as a sponsor. And I've really enjoyed working with you too in our strategic mentoring sessions on a monthly basis. Sally owns Great Lakes Bookkeeping, and she not only provides relief from the tedious bookkeeping tasks, but also uses the information as a roadmap to advise owners of opportunities that can help their business. With over 20 years of experience and expertise, owners trust Sally to help them achieve their goals and dreams. Right now, you can reach her to get a profit analysis and cash flow projections by calling her at 1-651-208-8151, or you can reach her at greatlakesbookkeeping.com. And one of her big transitions this year was really putting a little money into marketing and transforming her business name from Absolute Solutions to Great Lakes Bookkeeping, which is a more accurate way of saying that. And Sue Davis came up with that concept. So shout out to Sue Davis at geeksmarketing.com. And Sally was up for changing her name and also really building a website that really is working better for her to serve her clients. So thanks, Sally. Keep up the great work. You're doing awesome. And just know you're so appreciated on this end of the mic, man. I don't know where I'd be right now, but
thanks,
you're
Sally.
Yeah, thanks, Bob, for saying that. She's been my little angel this year. So back to you, Bob. Hey, I wanted to talk about, you know, kind of get us, you know, really our whole lives have changed this year.
Yeah.
They don't even look the same as last year. And
yeah, I don't even remember.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Like, what were you doing last January?
Oh, man. I was definitely always out. We had so many house shows. I basically spent all of 2019 just playing shows locally, like almost every week. So I was doing a lot of that, and I was going to school at the same time. So I was never home.
Yeah, and you're going to college right now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm at MCTC, doing my fifth semester there, wrapping up. An associate's degree in liberal arts.
And then you were going to transfer this year to the U of M, but life changed.
Life got crazy. And, you know, we had some tours scheduled, but those got canceled. So, and that's getting moved to fall next year. So still gearing up for a little bit of a national tour opening for Beach Bunny. Which is going to be really exciting.
Oh, terrific. And you've got a lead single out called Winona. Mm-hmm. So I'll have that included in the show notes. And you've got an EP called Greenhouse that just came out on October 30th. And
yeah.
On this November 2nd, it is really, you know, worth listening to and awesome. And what a great idea to have a single, kind of, you let the single out first and then you bring out the whole, you know, the EP, which stands for what? What's the EP?
EP. I'm not sure what EP stands for actually, but it's just like a shorter album.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, a shorter album. Okay. And is it an
album with less commitment? It's only 5 songs.
I see. An album with less commitment. I like that. And is it going to be in vinyl form too?
Not yet.
Okay.
If there's demand for it, then we'll start to work something out. So it could be coming out.
Okay. Excellent. And so you can order through their website, MiloMusic.com.
Or it's available on all streaming platforms.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. And just the more you listen, the more it just helps everything in your life because it's so beautiful. I just love the music that you create. It's okay. So I was going to read, you were in the Fader newsletter.
Yeah.
that was kind of, so what experience, what was that like?
That was pretty cool because Fader is a platform that I've been kind of following for a long time, especially as a young person, is like, and as a musician. So it was definitely surreal to open the website that day and then just see my face on there.
Yeah.
As you know, the single was coming out. So that felt like a really big deal, and it was a big marker in, you know, kind of the early, what's feeling like the early days of my career here.
Oh, cool.
It's really exciting. Yeah.
So Mike just showed me that EP stands for extended play.
Oh.
So we got kind of caught up on that. But your album name is Green Health. So I wanted to read an excerpt from the article because it's so well written and really describes your music really well. So in quotes, Bobby calls you Bobby.
Mm-hmm. I go by Bobby more and more now.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. I don't know if I can make that transition, but I will. I'll try.
No pressure.
Okay.
Try your best. Yeah, no worries.
Bobby. Okay.
I go with all of them.
Okay. Okay, great. So in quotes, Bobby Cabella had only just been born when Winona Ryder starred alongside Adam Sandler in Mr. Deeds. Now, the 19-year-old singer-songwriter who was born in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and moved to Minneapolis at age 8 is announcing a new EP or extended play as Milo with the song called Winona, a shoegaze pop rumination. I love that. On the blurry space between rom-coms and real life. So what's rom-com?
The song always kind of reminded me at the end of like romantic comedies when the main character kind of changes their mind and like runs after their love interest.
Yeah.
The song, especially the ending, kind of just like reminds me of that feeling. And the song itself is just about like kind of contemplating on, past decisions and like what the next move should be. And like, you know, deciding to go back for that person that you're kind of, you know, having a hard time with.
Well, it sounds like it's based on a personal relationship.
Yeah, it's definitely influenced by a bunch of feelings. It's a bunch of like different feelings into one. I find that I kind of turn different life experiences into like metaphors for like relationships.
What a cool way to do that.
Yeah, it's not really on purpose. It's just kind of, for some reason, for my brain, that metaphor is really easy to write for. So I'll find myself applying kind of different situations to that.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Well, and it seems to be working. And how did you come up with,
thank you.
Yeah. So, I hope Winona Ryder like contacts you,
I hope she sees it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always something that we talk about, but you know, no pressure. She's living her life. She's doing her thing.
Yeah. And so that was, and the video you started out kind of in a garage, commercial space, and then you kind of get on your bike. And so what was the thinking behind how you put the video together with your parents?
Yeah, so throughout the summer in quarantine, I found that I ended up spending a lot of days out in nature, and that was kind of the way that I found my way to like center myself through everything that was happening, is to just kind of be out at the park with my hammock. And the Greenhouse EP, Greenhouse makes me obviously think of a greenhouse, but I also just like think of like being encompassed by like trees and nature. And like the video is a little bit about like kind of escaping to that, escaping away from like the industrial, like you said, like commercial environment into a more like peaceful, serene one. And so it's kind of like the EP itself is a little bit of an ode to summer and kind of bringing in that summer energy into the fall and winter, because in Minneapolis, you know, we only get a couple months of what to me is good weather. So the whole EP and the video is kind of a little bit of a tribute to summer and nature and being outside and, you know, that peaceful environment that I feel like I spend half the year just waiting for.
Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful. Wow. Yeah. And you talk about being a mind reader, and we already know, you know, kind of like we already know what this feels like to be out in nature.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, it's just about like just trying to be as present as you can, just like letting things take you where they're going. Cause like definitely one thing we've learned in 2020 is that you can't control a lot of aspects of life. So right. You kind of just have to be ready to kind of move with the currents. And so, yeah, in the chorus, the line is like, we go where we go.
Yeah.
So you just kind of sometimes have to go where things are taking you.
Yeah.
And adjust.
It's just a beautiful, uplifting. Yeah. It's really grounding music. Like it keeps it's like it focuses you in on what's important.
Yeah, that's definitely always been the effect. I like to make music that kind of like puts you in a little bit of a focus, and like even like the newer stuff I'm working on is like I'm trying to make things that like put you into a room with me and put you into a world and kind of like a little bit of escapism there. So yeah, no, that's the goal.
Yeah. It's escapism with realism, really.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, it's very, very cool. So I asked you to think about like two words that would describe 2020, and I was thinking about that the same. And I thought of it because in our first two conversations, we were talking about what was the word for 2019. And you came up with, through our conversation, self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was more on the social justice framework, thinking about righting wrongs, and I'll include both our conversations so that people can get the backdrop, because you really talked about your journey from the Democratic Republic of the Congo to in with your three brothers and your mom to your dad, who was already here in the United States, kind of preparing for you guys to be here for 3 years. And I remember what struck me most too about, and I re-listened to our conversations, and I felt kind of the same I did when we were talking about it, that the optimism that you had knowing that you would see your dad again was really what kept you kind of going through the three long years that you were apart.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's kind of the general driving force in my life and a lot of people's life. It's just like those things that you look forward to and like things that you can be hopeful about get you through those harder moments.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my two words for this year are devastating and resilience. And I've been focusing on a resiliency practice that I just learned about with a class that webinar that I went through. And one of the practices is before you go to bed each night, think about the best moment in the day. You know, like what was the best moment in the day? That day.
That's nice.
Yeah. And it does kind of two things for you. One, it makes you realize, you know, that the day is important. And the second is it kind of helps with building up your, like during the day, you're thinking about, could this be my best moment? Could this be my best moment? Like I'm thinking right now, our conversation and my conversation with your dad before and after we get off the mic, favorite part of the day today. So
yeah, I think this could be my favorite part of the day too.
Ooh. And the other resiliency practice that I've been starting is when you're finding yourself, like I put devastating and then underline and, because there's nothing, there's this silver lining part where nothing is all horrible. Like it's been a devastating year and I've learned new things. I'm noticing right. that we're more resilient than, you know, I anticipated. Business owners are becoming more resilient than I could have imagined with their new ways in which they're doing things. And like you've had to reimagine, you know, your whole life without doing a tour that right, you've been yeah. working for.
In school and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree that there's always two sides to things. The word that keeps popping up for me is like contrast. You know, one of the, and then also patience. Definitely like worldwide things have been, you know, like devastating. And like a lot of people's plans have been, you know, very much disrupted, and a lot of people are sick. But you know, also at the same time, we're kind of a little bit more conscious of the way our society works, and more people are, you know, kind of questioning the status quo, as in, you know, to why things are the way they are, which I think is a good thing. I think it's a good thing to be aware and to question authority and to get together and like figure out how we can make a better world. Like, people have come together for a lot of causes, and so much money has been raised to help each other out, which isn't something that should be overlooked, even though, you know, things can be kind of grim. And like, personally, you know, aspects of like, you know, having to stay home and like not seeing your favorite people, and school and tour being disrupted at the same time, like Milo has been growing a lot, and you know, I'm starting to get at a place where it's not impossible that this could be my job. So that's very exciting. So it's a strong contrast
my God.
Between like, yes. a lot of potential, but also, you know, things being kind of grim, and then like things being hard with like, you know, socially and like my personal life with friends and stuff. So it's a lot of contrast between the two.
Yeah, I can see, Raya, contrast, and then patience within the contrast.
Right. Yeah. Just kind of, I feel like Corona has forced everyone to just kind of be okay with waiting. Especially if you're fortunate enough not to, be an essential worker, and you know, all we can really do is just kind of like wait at home and kind of wait out this weird time period that hopefully we can learn a lot from when we look back on it.
Yeah. And part of the resiliency in our human spirit is when you tap into it, you get more innovative. And so
right,
like,
exactly.
during this time, you've written more music.
Oh yeah. And, I bought a computer with a lot of help from my dad. And so I've been working on demos like almost every day. So next year I'll have new things to share, and that's really exciting.
Yeah, and you can bring all that on your tour. That's very cool.
Right.
So
yeah, exactly.
And let's talk a little bit, because one of the challenges with being in any creative industry, especially as an entrepreneur, is to bring in the business part, you know, to make sure that you can cash flow your life work. And so you've been adding some structure in place, some business operational structure. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Like, you've got a website?
Yeah. So I've got a website, and I have built a team. So at the end of last year, we started to get a little bit more, attention, and, you know, a few emails and things from people in the industry. So I now have like a full team behind me. So I have a booking agent, two managers, a lawyer, and a publicist now, which is really exciting. So, I have those people kind of helping me figure out the inner workings of the industry and guiding me through it. And, you know, there's other stuff like, you know, setting up merch and, you know, just like figuring out how to like negotiate good deals for when it comes to like the music side of things and like working with other musicians. So it's been exciting. Cause I'm getting like real help from people who know what they're doing and they're guiding me through, and we're all just investing in each other. Cause you know, there isn't a lot of money coming in right now. And it's more of like a long-term investment, among a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. And you also, your band has changed a little bit of its makeup. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, it's always been kind of a solo project. And then in the last year and a half, as we've been playing all these shows, it kind of got pushed a little bit more to like a quartet, but that's kind of changed back over to more of a solo thing, and then I'm just collaborating with different musicians that I really like. But my buddy Thomas has been playing with me for like a year and a half, and we work together a lot.
What's Thomas's last name?
Thomas Schroeder.
Schroeder. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Great guy, very kind. He's half French, so his parents speak French with my parents. but yeah, no, I definitely am just looking around for any musicians that I appreciate locally and seeing what ways we can work together. But also just like pushing myself to improve my own skills, like production wise and writing wise.
Excellent. Well, you definitely have the talent. And so that's the, you know, it's building upon your talent and as a solo artist who collaborates with other musicians. I think that will empower you to continue expanding with your creativity.
Yeah, I think it's always nice to just get different perspectives on what you're doing, and everyone has, you know, their own unique experiences, and your music always sounds better when, you know, there's different perspectives within it and different voices. It can make it more dynamic.
Yeah. Awesome. So you've been building out your music portfolio. You've been building out your business portfolio and how Milo is being set up and how you're positioning mm-hmm. yourself in the marketplace. And you're getting really solid advice from people that you're building a team with that yeah. will help to manage your career. And having a lawyer on board is really good. And mm-hmm. Being able to negotiate deals that are in your favor and really being able to book out a lot of, you know, once you can travel more, all that sounds terrific. And
right.
Yeah, so anytime you need to talk through any of those part of your journeys, just know I'm here to talk about it all, man. Off the mic, of course.
I'll shoot you a text. I'll shoot you a text occasionally.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah.
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 I'm just really excited for how you're building out your life. And, oh, I was going to say that, you know, people in the industry don't ask you to be part of their label or part of their, you know, building up of a team without you having a lot of talent, and, you know, you can't know how to do everything. And so it's really important as an artist to be able to figure out, you know, the best way to preserve your unique talents and shape it in a way that makes sense to you, because you'll get a lot of opinions about things.
Right.
But you're really grounded in the sense of who you are, and knowing that you need a really good management of the finances. So, you know, trying to understand as much as you can about the money and how the money works and who's being paid
right.
what and how much they're being paid, and making sure that you're, you know, making the kind of money that will support the lifestyle that you're trying to create.
Yeah, I think that's definitely, the next move. Like as music starts coming out with bigger like label support and like, you know, managers and stuff, it's definitely the next move is to get, you know, like a financial person, like a financial advisor, to just kind of help me figure things out. Cause the industry can be pretty, pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can help you out with finding a financial person. Yeah.
Okay.
So we can do that later. Yeah, that you're right. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Can be predatory is the word I was looking for.
Predatory. Yeah. Predatory yeah. practices are alive and well, both in property, in music, in any industry that we're in exactly. development, real estate development, you know, all over the place. So that's why, yeah, people need to protect what's important to them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good. All right. Anything else you want to share with our listeners today about your entrepreneurial and musical journey so far?
Be on the lookout for new music always. Greenhouse EP is out now. There is a second single called Change Your Mind. That's been out since October 21st, I believe. So check that out too. Listen to the Greenhouse EP and get a lot of sleep and drink a lot of water.
Okay. And you could also be a yoga instructor.
Yeah, that's my plan B.
See, that's your go-to advice. It works.
Yeah.
All right. And you can also sign up to be on your mailing list, right? So that you can be alerted to the, you know, when the tour is coming about, in what cities, and just the latest music always.
Check Very it good. Out, MiloMusic.com.
Okay, Bobby Cabella.
You're doing a good job at that. Yeah.
Okay, great.
You're trusting well.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you so much for a wonderful conversation. And I'm just always, you're a great inspiration. And I miss when we used to play in church together. I would play the piano and you would play the drums and, you know, just jamming.
Yeah, that was such a good time. I miss jamming with people so much.
Yeah.
But I'm always happy to be back at any time. So hit me up.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. All right. Thanks. And right. thanks everybody
thanks so
for
much,
tuning
Nancy.
In. You're welcome. And thanks Mike Cabella, sound engineer, videographer, photographer, mon frère, brother from another mother. And thanks for listening. And I'll tune in for next week's conversation.
I fell down, tripping over mistakes I can't see. You'll find out it catches up before you know it. All I know, it's simply as it goes, it's simply as we know, it's simply as we go where we go. We go where we go. We go where we go. Double seater, my mind reader. Driver, my one-owner rider. I'm taking it back. I wanna find.